first of all, let me say that there are a number of positive things to say here, which is that in the first place, the electoral process took place at all. And it was a very complex process. There was strong involvement of the Somali regions, which makes it even more complex because this is a very highly decentralized setup at the moment. The security environment is very difficult, so that should not be taken for granted, and therefore great thanks should go to the Somali security forces as well as to the African Union peacekeeping force, AMISOM. Having said that, there are very considerable problems that have occurred in the course of the electoral process. First of all, deep concerns exist on the slippages in the timelines on this process. This should have been completed by now, but we are certain this is going to spill well into 2017. Our hope is, however, still that it will be completed as early as possible in January. Secondly, there are very credible reports that have come to us on corruption and of men taking the seats reserved for women. There were 30% reserved seats in the parliament, in the upper and the lower house, or as I should say, the House of the People, which is the lower house, and that has not been entirely respected.
You mentioned allegations of corruption. What specifically has the UN and the international community received reports about?
Well, we have received credible reports of various cases of corruption, including vote buying, so money changing hands, intimidating candidates, intimidating the fora that were set up for the electoral process itself, harassment, and as I was mentioning before, the fact that a number of the seats that were allocated or that were reserved for women have been taken by men, because clearly the intention was to, and this was stated in advance, that 30% of all the electoral seats in the parliament would be allocated to women. We are hovering around 24%, which is good, but not good enough. I mean, that was not what we had agreed upon before.
And why is there a shortfall in the number of seats that the women are supposed to be holding?
It's a very complex process, this electoral process here, and it depends very much on the clan dynamics. And what has happened is that clan leaders have been often very reluctant to concede seats, as they see it, to women candidates, even if we agree upon that. They have a limited number of seats allocated, and they simply refuse to fill those seats with women, although that is ultimately the commitment of the leadership. The clans are a force unto themselves, and they are still very much part of this process.
You mentioned something about more seats in general for the upper house.
That is correct. I mean, the constitution clearly sets the number of the upper house seats to 54. And what the leadership was suggesting or announced, that they would add 18 seats, three for each region, to that number. What was equally concerning is that they announced at the same time that the seats would be filled not through an electoral process, but by nomination by the region leaders, which means that basically there would have been no quality control on who fills those seats. For instance, they could have nominated 18 men, which would then bring down the percentage of women representation to way under the number that we have at the moment. Also, we would have had no quality control on who the candidates would be. So in other words, some of the cases that would be thrown out through quality control mechanisms in the first round, let's say before the 18 added, could simply then occupy those 18 seats. So there are a number of very serious risks linked to this if this were to go ahead. Hence the pressure from the international community and also clearly from within certain circles in Somalia that this has to go through a proper constitutional revision actually, if it is to happen at all. And that should not be done before the elections, but it should be done after the election.
The international community has also raised fears that the elections will be delayed.
Yes, I mean, they have already been delayed because the timeline was clearly for those to be concluded before the end of the year. I mean, there was a Security Council meeting set for the 19th of January, which would have looked back on this electoral process and the progress made. And now, of course, the question is whether the electoral process, which includes not only now the selection of speakers of parliament on both houses, but also, more importantly, the election of the president, that all would be completed before the 19th. And that, of course, is a great concern because that would not be a good signal.
What is the international community calling on the Somali authorities to do at this time?
Well, it's clearly to preserve the quality of the electoral process and to really heed the concerns expressed, the fact that An amnesty even was declared by the leadership on all the cases that were already disqualified. So, you know, to really preserve, again, the integrity of that quality control and not bringing in the people that were already disqualified through another means.
Mr. de Klerk, thank you very much for speaking to United Nations Radio. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about this situation in Somalia regarding the elections or about the UN and the international community's involvement or work there in seeing that this process comes to an end?
Well, we have worked very closely with the Somali government and the Somali parliament so far on the process of state building and would very much want to continue that. We very much would want to preserve the principle of accountability and transparency that has increasingly prevailed over the past few years. You know, we would like to preserve that, strengthen that, protect that, and we just hope that the current, you know, dip that we've seen as a result of all these electoral problems will be something that we will overcome together and that we will continue on that very strong line that existed since the end of the transition in 2012.